This is the keyboard that all the major themes were created for Twin Peaks. It's an old Fender Rhodes and kind of beat up. And David would sit right over here, right to the right of me, and we would put a little cassette just about over here on this keyboard, just keep it in record and just keep it playing. David would sit here and I'd say, well, what do you see, David? What is, just talk to me. And David would say, okay, Angelo, we're in a dark woods now. And there's a soft wind blowing through some sycamore trees. And there's a moon out and there's some animal sounds in the background. And you can hear the hoot of an owl. And you're in the dark woods, you know, just get me into that beautiful darkness with the soft wind. And I started playing. And David would say, Angelo, that's great. I love that. That's a good mood. But can you play it slower? And I'd say, slower, David? Okay. And I'd go. He says, that's it. That's a good tempo. Just keep it going slow like that. Just keep that going for a while. And in David's mind, you can just see that he was visualizing the description that he envisioned. Then he would say, okay, Angelo, now we gotta make a change, because from behind a tree in the back of the woods, there's this very lonely girl. Her name is Laura Palmer, and it's very sad, but get something that matches her. And I just segued into this. And he'd say, well, that's it. It's very beautiful. I could see her. And she's walking towards the camera and she's coming closer. Just keep building it. Just keep building it. And she's getting close. Now reach some kind of climax. And I would go, and he said, oh, that's it. Oh, that's so beautiful. Angelo, oh, that's tearing my heart out. I love that. Just keep that going. Now she's starting to leave. So fall down. Keep falling. Keep falling. Got up, gave me a big hug. He said, Angelo, that's Twin Peaks. I said, okay, David, I'll go home and I'll work on it. He said, Angelo, don't do a thing and don't change a signal note. I see Twin Peaks. And that's how it was done. Thank you.
All right, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And this is Dunkin' Donuts. And right now we're listening to Laura Palmer's theme from the Twin Peaks soundtrack, composed by Angelo Badalamenti. And Angelo Badalamenti died earlier this week at the age of 85. And I was a big fan of his work, especially with David Lynch, although he wasn't just a David Lynch composer. That interview we heard, or the spoken word bit at the beginning, was from, I think it's from the DVD extras for Twin Peaks, but I first heard it as a part of this mix that Nicholas Jaar did, and I just loved the emotion that comes through, and having been a fan of this music and hearing just the genesis of that, it's just really magical. So I know many of you have probably already heard that clip, but it was nice to be able to include it today as a tribute to the great Angelo Badalamenti. On today's show, we have some new house wind, some new rooms, a bunch of other things. A new band that Angel Diridorian, formerly of Dirty Projectors, is in, with a Russian artist named Kate NV, and kind of a real melange, if you will. Let's start with Rooms, formerly I Make Earthquakes. They released their album Don't Be Yourself at a lovely show on Sunday night at a new-ish venue on Commercial Drive called Osita. It's a restaurant with a big stage in the back, and yeah, it was nice to have a change of scenery and a pleasant spot on the drive to watch a show. So we're going to listen to the song Moon Signs. So this is from the cassette Don't Be Yourself, and this is Rooms. Here we go.
Pictures of the ocean. are. Don't tire. They prod. They poke. They reel in smoke. A fire never burns. Keep everything else, it's yours. Dear heart, comply. Sleep now, don't cry. A science of the stars. Let's everything's past be ours. These things were designed. These things were designed. Myself, I spread my wealth, 'cause if I know what's mine, everyone else is fine.
As long as I stand to face the crowd, to know my name, to know its sound, it's good to be soft when. It always takes me, it's such a curse to be so hard. Shatter easily and can't pick up all those shards. It's the curse of losing yourself when the me takes you too far. Oh God, turn me into a flower. You see the reflection, and you want it more than the truth. You yearn to be that dream you could never get to, 'cause the person on the other side has always just been. Oh God. Lady Gaga, then took a whiff of my coffee beans, put on some tennies and a sweatshirt, walked out the back door with the dogs, pressed play on West Coast Park, spoke a little prayer to my God, there's snow on the mountains, flowers fading, bless all the loud conversations and restaurant reservations, blessings to all imitations, snow on the mountains, flowers fading. Woke up in a brand new situation with brand new limitations, put in my earbuds and took a vitamin, walked out the back door with the dogs, did my best to tune out thoughts, spoke a little prayer to my God, there's snow on the mountains, flowers fading, bless overused compression, bless every unanswered question, blessings to all life lessons, snow on the mountains, flowers fading. Walked out the back door with the dogs, pressed play on West Coast Park, spoke a little prayer to my God, there's snow on the mountains, flowers fading, bless all the love conversations and restaurant reservations, blessings to all simulations, snow on the mountains, flowers fading.
Right. Welcome back. That was a long set. I lost myself. I was deep in another task. Not ideal. That was Dear Nora from the album Human Futures, released recently, the song Flowers Fading. And Dear Nora played at Redgate on Friday night. It was an excellent show. Very nice to see them play again. If you listened, Chris Riffick on Parts Unknown did an interview with Dear Nora on Monday, so I would recommend tuning that in. And I was reminded that the first time Dear Nora came to town, they played a show in my living room. My pal David Barkley arranged that, and I got to design my first, well, not my first concert poster, but one of the few concert posters I've designed. It was very fun, and it was nice to see them play again. And it was a really lovely evening. Before that, we heard Boy's Blood from the album And in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. Love this record so much. I think it's really beautiful. When I bought a vinyl copy of it from Neptune Records on Main Street, and the attendant or the cashier there said, this is a very relaxing album. And I wasn't sure if it was a neg or something, but it is relaxing. That wouldn't be the first way I'd describe it. It seems like maybe there's this is very relaxing music for you. But it was funny. And I like that record a lot, so I recommend checking it out. Before that, we heard Housewind from Songs for the Living End. That was the song Everyone Else is Fine. And at the top, Rooms with Moon Signs. All right, going to shift gears a little bit to listen to a new band called Decisive Pink. Like I mentioned at the top, this is a collaboration between Angel DeDorian and Kate Envy. So this is just their first single. It's called Half Milk Holiday. And it's a nice dancey pop track. So let's give a listen to that. Here is Decisive Pink.
I'm not afraid to die.
Guess who's back? MRG Live presents The Jinx and Della Holiday Show. Live at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Another holiday season brings another year of fabulous spectacle, whip-smart comedy, brand new songs, and annual favorites live and in person from your favorite RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Join Jinx Monsoon and Ben de la Creme at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Tickets are on sale now at AdmitOne.com.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, addywolf.com. That's addewolf.com. Bless.
All right, get ready. Here we go again.
This music, reggae music, is tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out.
I'm looking at me.
Bless out.
Your mind on the rhythm and no wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place. Dance
out. Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
We'll be right back.
It is indeed 1 p.m. again, so that's going to wrap things up for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. We just heard Los Angeles, California's Dummy, a live version of a song by Nui that they recorded, Hallo Gallo. They performed that along with the band Lifeguard, and I think maybe that was just a Bandcamp Friday thing. It was up for the day, and then now I can't find it anymore. Yeah, fun track. It goes on for 9 minutes, so I had to cut it off. But yeah, you can, check it out. Before that, we heard New Orleans Special Interest from their album Endure. That was the song Herman's House. Before that, Montreal's Born at Midnight from their excellent EP Alternity, one of my favorites of the year. That was the song Rockstar Raver. And at the top, Decisive Pink with Half Milk Holiday, a new single from a new band. That's going to do it. Going to close out with a song by Dry Cleaning called Stump Work. And this song is a preview for next week. So next week, the team here at Dunkin' Donuts will be making our annual trip up to the North Pole to visit the CITR Arctic Research Station and hopefully get some FaceTime with Santa. We'll see. He's very busy these days. And then the week after, on the 30th, I'll have my best of 2022. Those lists are rolling in, so I hope there's still room for me to express my preferences or my tastes at the end. But we'll have a fun couple of episodes coming up. So holiday special with a bunch of holiday music next week. Consider yourself warned. And then the best of 2022 after that. All right. So this song is from Stump Work by Dry Cleaning. It's called Anna Calls from the Arctic. We're going to be up in the Arctic next week. It's going to be very exciting. All right. Here we go. Here is Dry Cleaning. Have yourselves a merry little weekend, and I'll see you next week.
Should I propose friendship? Flies going crazy, wiggling and flipping. Emporio Armani builder. I see shit everywhere, hustling. Deal making on the train, and a call from the Arctic. It's either scientists or people who are mining, or dog sledge people. It's either scientists or people who are mining, or dog sledge people. Say something. Keep trying. Take this and don't shrunk my things. No shrunking. If you're rich, you look good. That's not news. Steve for a reason, of course. nothing works. Everything's expensive and opaque and privatized. My shoe organizing thing arrived.